Yes, I'll very intelligently sort of attempt to do several things all at the same time while in bed and getting my shoes and socks and shit off. That's a story. There's a story behind that. But, yeah, oh God, I love the double chin. Jabba the Hutt looks so fucking becoming. To continue on with the theme of Shane Hansen versus the fucking women who are just fucking just dirt bags, you know, of Al-Anon. I mean, I've listened to some women who have fairly sort of honest stories, you know. And they talk about doing something about themselves. But for the most part, you know, in Australia, God, you can't see fuck all in the dark. That's why they call it dark. The bald bits on top or the fat bits on underneath. Woe is me. Yeah. You have these sort of a piss on me moments, you know. Oh, God. One of the things, yeah. Hello. Fuck. Who's tired? Not me. I had one of those a piss on me moments about see all the shit that the feminists, you know, vomit up and project out onto the world at large, and it's the patriarchy and it's the white males and all this fucking just shit. You know, these retarded, stupid cunts, you know. I swear we should have a, you know, it's like false accusers. Either just fucking hang them straight out or, you know, give them twice the fucking sentence that the man would have got, you know. Once for fucking lying and twice for fucking, you know, as punishment. No sympathy, fucking the pathologically lying women. You know, they should have their fucking cunts kicked till their bloody teeth bleed, you know. Hello, Peanut. Come on, cheerful little man. Hey, hello. Watch this. Come on, show the world how you like to chill me nose. Come on, Peanut. Come on, Peanut. There we go. Come on, show the world. Yeah, show the world. Come on. Come on. Lick my nose and then chew on it. Hey. You'll always do it. Oh, you're gorgeous, aren't you? Yes. Oh, you're a good cat. Come on, lick my nose. Lick my nose and then bite it. Make me scream. Hey? Yeah. You're a good cat. You are. Oh, I'm so pleased with you. I am. Yeah, don't chew bits of me off. Yes. Come on. Yeah, you're a beautiful boy.
Oh, you're such a gorgeous cat, aren't you? Oh, I love a good cat. Yeah, I love a good cat. Anyway, me? And anyway, so yeah, they did get a lot of good things done for them. Don't stick your ass in my face, god damn it. Hey? No. Well, I really want to show the world how he does lick the end of my nose. You know, I'm sure he does some. I'm sure he bites sometimes just to, you know, as a term of as an action of endearment. But sometimes I think he just does it to sometimes make me scream. You know, ah, me fucking nose. But yeah, God, fuck. I was doing things on the car till late at night, and I said, oh, fuck it. You know, this is a, you know, close to home. It's a really cold. I'd been in a weather event that I'd never ever seen before, and that was because it was so cold. It would have been a night of fairly heavy frost. You know, like really fucking freezing cold, but the wind was staying at about 15 to 25 k's an hour all night. So the air was absolutely crystal clear, but it was so saturated with condensation, everything in the fucking air, everything was just wet. Like, as in, like, sort of ring it fucking dry type wet. You know, wring water out of it tight wet. From the super saturated air that wasn't showing droplets like fog, and it wasn't settling out, you know, like frost. You know? And that was fucking cold. It was like, I don't know which part of the world you're in, you know, because it's all going to vary. But, you know, when you're a kid and you're doing a paper round and on a push bike and it's all riding to school first thing in the morning and it's freezing cold and your fingers are sort of turning blue around the handlebars, and that was what it was like, you know, in the breeze. From being toasty warm, after about 5 minutes, your fingers were fucking, Jesus, it fucking hurts. It's really cold. And anyway, so Peanut here, the guy next door lets his dog out, you know, 11:30 at night for a shit and a piss and a run around the neighbourhood type stuff. So I'm in the back of the ute and the fucking Peanut comes flying around the fucking corner with the bloody dog in hot pursuit, you know. And, you know, and he fucks off. He does a U-turn under the car and the seat and all this other sort of shit, and then heads up into the fucking bushes, and I think he fucking flies up a tree or something. And since it's such a cold night, I didn't want to leave him out there for hours. So I just thought, well, fuck, you know, this is a good time to test out the bedding, you know, as in, like, if I really wanted to sleep the whole night or if I'm genuinely stranded, you know, and it's a freezing cold fucking night, you know, this is kind of like, aside from torrential rain, this is kind of like as seriously cold as I can genuinely expect it to be, you know. Maybe another 5 degrees colder, but, you know. So I slept in the back of the ute, in the bedding, and everything was just fucking wet from the bloody non-frost, you know. And I had a good night, you know. I got to test, because I figured, like, if I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, frozen to death, I could always just get out of the back of the car, come inside, have a fucking hot shower, and crawl into my normal bed, you know. It's not a horrible time, you know. It's a time of research and innovation, you know. And so what I did was, I figured, well, fuck it, you know, and stayed out there pretty much all night. And the dog chased Peanut up into the tree. Fuck you. The cat was running like fucking boof, like a bullet with a dog in hot pursuit, you know. And yeah. And so at about 3 o'clock in the morning, he just figured the dog's gone, you know, four hours later, you know, and he was just freezing cold and, you know, so, yeah, picked him up, tucked him under the blanket. You know, you got to sort of educate cats a bit. You got to sort of, you know, jump out of the bed like a trapdoor spider and then drag him in, you know. And, I got him sort of settled down and covered and warm and wrapped up and all that sort of shit. And we snuggled up together and, you know, he had a good night's sleep. And, that was good. And I had a men's meeting online at fucking 6:30 in the morning or something. That was good too. And, I'm starting to fall asleep. Shh. Don't wake him up. Back to my original point with the, I've met a lot of, all these fucking asshole women and their bullshit, you know, like, domestic violence, fuck it, you start the fight, you get what comes with it, you know what I mean? And I'm not, you know, and there are women who are such cunts, just dangle them out of their office, out of their office windows with a rope round their neck, just like you would any other fucking mass murdering fucking criminal, you know, they just are really destructive and they are fucking compulsive liars. And they are just total cunts, you know. No redeeming features, you know. Absolutely not, you know. And what I found, or what I was recalling, was that despite all this feminist shit, you know, where the women go, oh, fuck all the fucking shit, 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 then what they do is they point the finger and they say, it's all the men, it's the men's fault, it's the men doing it, we're the victims, oh, the patriarchy, 77 cents in the dollar, you know, fucking all the bullshit under the sun, but it's the women projecting, it's the filthy fucking women projecting their shit onto the men, you know? You know? So, you know, when the women are, in the vast majority are the child molesters. The women in the vast majority are the people who start fights at fucking home. They're the initiators of almost all the domestic violence, you know. You know, and it's just the divorces. Oh, I'm not happy. I want another some. Oh, I want all this shit and someone else to fuck because I'm not happy. Oh, you know. And, you know, they're cunts. They are fucking cunts. And one of the things that all the feminists just don't want to fucking hear this shit. But I've been to so many sort of self-help groups where people start discussing their mothers. And you would be absolutely surprised at the numbers of people who hate their fucking mothers, you know. They, you know, maybe not hunt them down and kill them type hate, but they fucking they hate them. They detest them as fucking people. They think they're absolute cunts as going concerns, as parents, as people. They fucking, they would rather just pile them into a bloody rubbish truck and send them down to the fucking tip, you know what I mean? They hate them. You know, there's a lot of people just absolutely do not like their mothers. And mothers are fucking women, you know. You know, and this comes from men and women of all genders, you know. They fucking, my mother is a cunt and I fucking hate her, you know. These are all the fucking cruel, nasty, vicious, bloody, self-centred, disrespectful, abusive, neglectful sort of shit that all these fucking women used to try on with us when we were kids, you know. Absolute bullshit, you know, absolute fucking, oh, it's all the feminists and their crap, and the fucking thing is that it's the kids that grow up hating their fucking mothers because their mothers are cunts, you know. It's true, you know, fuck. So, all right, sweet pea, peanuts. So, you know. So all these women in Al-Anon with all their fucking bullshit and a head full of bloody toxic feminist fucking crap. You know, murder-suicide, you know. She comes in, fucking pow, sprays her brains down the fucking hallway and does himself in, you know. That's the end of the line type stuff when he's just had enough of fucking everything, you know. And I don't sort of really condone children murdering their own parents, but when kids do it, when kids say, I've had fucking enough of all the bullshit going on at home, and rather than internalise all the crap, they go and kill their parents. The mothers are the ones who have been the fucking main game players in all the abuse and all the neglect, you know what I mean? You know, you won't hear the feminist screech about that. You know, oh, it's a patriarchy, 70 cents in the dollar. You know, I'm a victim. Yeah. You know, no. So, you know. Yeah. So I just made that decision that the amount of fucking really nasty sort of fucking insane shit that these fucking cunts of women, you know, these women who are fucking cunts and the crap they try on in, oh, it's a, you know, it's only in this way that we feel free to share what's in our minds and hearts in Al-Anon and acceptance and sharing and they're vicious little fucking, oh, you know. So I've made that decision just to sort of, I'm not going to go, you know. If I happen to, I won't say I will never, ever, ever go to another Al-Anon meeting ever again. You know, if I happen to be in some sort of fucking place and, you know, it's a 5-minute walk down the street and there's, you know, 3 hours till the midnight train comes or something, I'll go down there and just sit there and maybe have a fucking cup of, a few free cups of coffee and put 20 cents in the basket and, you know, maybe. But aside from that, there's no redeeming features amongst almost all of the fucking women, you know. You know, there's fucking really not. You know, and the white knight psychosis and the fucking just bullshit. And the online meetings, well, you know, the Al-Anon Fellowship's collapsing. In Australia, it's just collapsing. I think it was 20 or 30 years ago that used to have about 750 meetings, and over the years it's dwindled down to fucking around about 300, you know what I mean? And how these 12-step fellowships work is people who go to meetings contribute money towards the running of the meeting, and then there's, you know, the renting and all this sort of other stuff. And then what's left over goes to the area, and the area spends on its needs, you know, for all the groups. And then the area sends its money up, excess money and free sort of surplus and stuff up the line. And what comes out of that is goes to support the general / national service office. Now, there's so little money coming into the Al-Anon groups because there's so few fucking people going to them. And because there's so few, each group has such little surplus, you know, through donations and shit, you know. Each group has such small amounts of fucking surplus that there's not enough groups to actually raise a lot of fucking excess to send to the National Service Office to pay for that. And there's not enough fucking groups. Yeah, not enough. The groups aren't donating enough, and there's also not enough. There's not enough people in the groups. There's not enough fucking groups, and there's not enough donations going up the line type stuff. So now the Australian National Service Office of Al-Anon, who's just filled with just fucking brain dead, bludging bullshit artists, you know, finger up their bloody cunt and brains in neutral. Rather than all these stupid bitches throwing these fucking brain dead assholes out on the street where they belong, and then getting, you know, working together to get a fucking a functional service structure, they're just, everybody's just sitting on there because Al-Anon's full of toxic fucking brain dead cunts, you know. They're not overturning the bloody jobs for life type shit for the brain dead fucking cunts. They're not throwing that shit out on its head, and they're not sort of creating a service structure that's effective and efficient. And so the groups are fucking foundering. They're fading away as all the geriatric. There's not a lot of new young people coming into Al-Anon. It's just all sort of fading away, you know, and all the groups are sort of slowly fading into oblivion, and all the old people, as they more and more of them, you know, die off, get old and die off, then there's no new people sort of replacing them, you know, and so the whole service structure is just full of fucking dead wood that's falling, you know, slowly by slowly as all the oldies fucking die, you know. The groups are sort of fading into oblivion. And then as the fucking groups fade into oblivion, there's less people, less fucking service structure, less members, less fucking, you know. And basically the fellowship's collapsing. It's a slow motion. It's like watching the tower. It's like watching the World Trade Center fucking collapse into a cloud of dust, you know. But running the film, instead of sort of taking, you know, 20 or 30 seconds to come down, the film's being run in slow motion that takes place over decades, you know, but you can see it. And all these fucking stupid women, all they can do is just sit there and argue and fight and make cunts of themselves and, patriarchy, it's another man, we can't have that, and it's like, the stupidest cunts in the fucking world are doing everything they can to derail me. And I'm probably one of the smartest fucking people in the place, you know. And all I can do is just fight, you know, rather than do something useful and learn from something and take action on things and get shit done, all I can do is make fucking cunts of themselves. You know, they'll start fights with you because you're a man, you know. You know, they just start fights. They're just fucking stupid cunts, you know. And that's the way the fellowship's, that's the way Al-Anon's going, you know. It's nose diving off a cliff, you know. You know, and most of the women there, you know, the groups are getting smaller and smaller, and all the oldies are dying, and all the new ones coming in, most of them are either fucking middle-aged or older, you know what I mean, and there's not many of them. It's like the sort of It's like that thing with countries, you know, where they're going broke. Where the countries, you know, where the feminists and all their fucking... Their intelligentsia are the prevailing narrative. And so, you know, all the women are too stupid to fuck, you know. And they're such objectionable pieces of shit, you know. Cunts of human beings that no guys want to fuck them, you know. And they don't want to have kids with them, and they don't want to have fucking marriages to them and all this sort of shit, because what the toxic bunch of shitheads the feminists have become, you know. So the population starts to dwindle and wither away. And it's just like that with fucking Al-Anon, you know. All these old women, you know, and they're fucking, a lot of them are just nasty, narcissistic cunts. And so there's just fucking nothing there for them. There's nothing there anymore. It's just, you know, a few old ghosts hovering around the fucking graveyard, you know. So, yeah, that's, you know. So that's, you know, Al-Anon's turning to shit and closing down. It's basically irrecoverable, you know. The other thing is there's all these fucking idiot bloody non-government organisations and all this sort of stuff, and they're all taking over from fucking Al-Anon. They're undercutting, and, you know, in a sense it's not necessarily competing for market share, but when you underperform to the point where you're just becoming invisible, you know, and non-starters and stuff like that, fading away on the grand relics of yesteryear that hardly anybody can even remember anymore, you know. That's when the organisation is as good as fucked, you know. So, yeah. You know. And I can speak with authority on the subject because I've been around Al-Anon. I grew up in Al-Anon. You know, like the last 45, maybe 46 years, you know. You know. Now the women are just old fucking bitches who are such despicable cunts. That, you know, I did those last few meetings I did online, and I thought, you know, I don't support murder suicides in the sense of that, you know, these things are awful, but I'm also thinking in the sense that I do support them, because there's nothing else that you can do with these women who are just such absolute fucking cunts. You know, and I mean it in the sense of, well, how else could it turn out, you know? They get on the guy's case, and they get on his case, and they get on his case, and they get on his case, and they're unrepentant fucking cunts, you know? And, you know, how else could it turn out, you know? So, no, I won't be rescuing any fucking women from their own shit anymore. I won't do it, you know? You know, they go out of their way to rub the wrong people. They go out of their way to rub people up the wrong way. And if they fucking, you know, poke a bloody live wire, you know, someone who's really fucking overdone, and you know, and it blows, the whole situation gets really ugly really quick, and it blows up in their faces, and they end up dead as a result of the fucking issues that they initiated. Well, too bad, you know. I just sort of view this sort of thing as being in the natural course. This is in the natural fucking course of events, you know. How else could it fucking go, you know? And so I have no sympathy for women that do all the domestic violence and beating and the molesting of kids and all this fucking shit. And then sit there, I'm a victim. Why, it's a patriarchy. Woo, me. You know, when it's all their fucking fault. So, yeah. So Al-Anon's good for me. Here's a little peanut. Hey? There he is, chewing on the end of my finger. Peanuts, hey? There he goes. handsome man. He likes to lick the end of my fingers and then bite. Yeah. Oh, aren't you good? Yeah. Oh, you're a lovely kitty cat. You're a lovely kitty cat. Yes. Hmm? Yeah. Oh, you're beautiful, aren't you? Look at that.